Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
It's always our privilege to welcome Scott Hastings to the show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I know you've done a bunch of interviews. You've been working, getting ready for the NBA Finals. After all this time, and you spent a couple years of your career there in Denver to wrap up. After all this time waiting, what was it like inside Ball Arena for the first finals game in franchise history, Scott?
Well, Amy, I'll tell you what. First of all, the fans all playoff long have just been unbelievable, as loud as I've ever seen. It's like every game you say, well, it can't get any louder, and somehow it does. Tonight was just stupid crazy, to be honest with you. They were ready. I talked to a guy who was doing a stand-up. We do a pregame for Altitude, so I'm outside with fans and so on and so forth, and this guy comes by, and he's, you know, kind of a assisted little scooter-like thing. And he's been a season ticket holder for 40 years,
wow.
And he was 90 years old.
Oh!
So it's reached a whole new level. I mean, this, you know, this team, since, you know, goes all the way back to the ABA days and one of the teams that came over in the merger. And so, I mean, this is 50-plus years in the making, if you will. And it was pretty special tonight. And, you know, your first game in the playoffs, so you get your first win.
Well, you were part of the Detroit Pistons when they won in the late 80s. So what does it mean to a franchise to win a championship?
Well, I was fortunate enough to come up and carry a lot of players' bags. Lambeer let me carry his bag in the airport. And so I was on the second of the back-to-back. And it was, it was special. I mean, until you, as a player, until you kind of live in that moment, until you get into a game and realize I got in and got to play in game 3 in Portland, it's just different. And it's a game that you played, you know, when I played in the playoffs, my birthday was game 7 of
Whoa.
The Eastern Conference playoffs that I turned 30, and that was the Scottie Pippen migraine day. And so I'm 30-year-old playing in my first finals, my only finals. After a while, I mean, at first, you know, you might be dribbling down your leg a little bit, but then all of a sudden, you realize it's just basketball. It's no different than Junction City, Kansas, playing in the state championship. But it's intense. Every play seems to matter. I think these guys have figured that out. This is a focused basketball team. I can tell you that. And I know a lot of people on the East Coast don't get to see them much. But this is a really talented, focused basketball team. You know, your best player, Nikola Jokic, you know, turned 28 in the season. Jamal Murray, an all-star caliber player, is 27. Michael Porter's 24. Christian Brown played tonight as a rookie. I think he's 22. This is a focused, good team, and they're also young.
When you think about all the different pieces that had to fall into place for this team to not only win the top seed, but to run through the playoffs the way that they have, why is this the year in which it seemingly is coming together for them, or at least enough for them to get to the finals?
Well, I'm not sure, and I think this is probably good for everybody, too. I think COVID slowed everybody's progress down a little bit. They did play in the Western Conference Finals in the bubble, and, you know, everybody who said it was down there was we start a conversation. You're not having a crowd like we saw tonight in the bubble, or like we'll see next week in Miami. I mean, they started to do something then, but then all of a sudden, you know, the next year, Jamal Murray, late in the season, and you're rolling. I mean, it looks like, hey, here's your chance. Maybe you do something special this year. And Jamal Murray tears his ACL late in the season. And then you get, you know, so he's out the whole next year. Porter plays 9 games and has to get out and has another back surgery. So it's they're healthy, to be honest with you. That's first and foremost. Gordon's paying dividends, and that was a trade they had a few years ago, the year that Murray gets hurt, and that was to play against the big fours that they were going to play, like of the Lakers and the Clippers. But then your next year without Murray, you're playing Steph Curry at Golden State,
right.
and you know, whole lot different. I mean, it's not any easier, but it's a whole lot different chasing Kawhi when you're similar size than chasing Steph Curry. So then you get back, Murray comes back, he's getting more healthy, and then the management adds, you know, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who's been a godsend in a trade, and then somehow, I think, Amy, to be honest with you, you can look this up, I'm not sure the most positive, most, maybe, I think it's the best free agent pickup as far as helping the team win, with Bruce Brown,
oh, yeah,
getting him on the market, and getting him fairly cheap, you know, in NBA standards. I mean, I'll take a $6 million salary if someone wants to give me one. Now, all of a sudden, guess what? Gordon could go guard the bigger guys, and you've got KCP and Bruce Brown and a rookie in Christian Brown that now you can slot, you know, and all three of them could guard, you know, basically one to four.
We're so excited to have Scott Hastings with us from Denver after the Nuggets' first NBA Finals game in franchise history. He's part of Altitude TV, spent some time interviewing players after the game, and is jumping on with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio, former big man himself in the league. What did the players have to say about a couple of things? Number one, waiting nearly 10 days to get back on the court, because that's a long time and it's out of routine, but also about getting a chance to participate in essentially this promised land where every NBA player wants to go.
You know, I almost think the 10 days now, especially the way they kind of came out and really through three quarters, you know, took it to Miami. I think it helped them. Nikola had been fighting most playoffs with the sore wrist. Murray, anytime he can get, you know, an ACL, even though he's had all year, just more rest. Cause I thought there was a time his legs were getting a little tired in that Phoenix series. He got rest. KCP's banged up a little bit. So I think from that standpoint, it was good. And then I watched, and maybe you guys could go back and look at it. Jamal Murray had a press conference, I think it was yesterday, and I watched him speak. And listen, I've covered all their 82 of their games this year, so I'm around them a lot. And I watched him talk, and I went, oh, God, they're focused.
Mm.
There wasn't a, you know, read our press clippings, be satisfied with what we did through these first three rounds and so on and so forth. And I'm like, oh. Listen, I got a chance to cover the Denver Broncos, their first two Super Bowl wins. I was the color analyst on radio for that.
Wow.
And I remember that team, the Broncos, finally winning their first Super Bowl and being around those guys the week before the Super Bowl. That was as focused I'd ever seen them. And it's very similar. It reminds me a little bit of what this team is going on right now.
I love, though, that Jamal Murray still has the emotion that's associated with it, too. Telling a story about doing NBA final shots in his driveway when he was a kid for the championship, but also the fact that he did have to sit out and didn't have an opportunity to get back to the postseason until now, and how much it means to him to be healthy and of course, out there shooting the lights out.
He's unbelievable. I've always said it, and I said it the year he was rolling the year he tore his ACL before he tore his ACL up. Nikola Jokic is Denver's best player, and it's not close. Especially when if you're really honest, he probably is the best player in the world right now. But Jamal Murray is Denver's heart and soul. He is Denver's emotion. He's the guy that the crowd is just waiting for him to give them a glance so they can just explode. When he's in that zone making shots, and all of a sudden that confidence goes you know, from a cub lion to a full-grown Simba's daddy lion, it becomes pretty special.
Scott Hastings is with us from Denver following game one of the NBA Finals. Yes, a double-figure win, though. As you point out, they were up by 20-something, and the Heat made a run there in the fourth. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Nikola Jokic, he definitely is a guy who can dominate in many facets, and he had double-figure assists in the first half of this game, long before he ever took a shot. And yet there are some who would say he really just fills up a stat sheet. He's not that good. You see him all the time. What makes him so effective and so good on the court, Scott?
His intelligent level is off the chain. If you go back to the first part of the game, how Miami was playing him, and you got to choose what you're going to do with him, and that's why he's so good. Do you want to, you know, let him score and then lock everybody down? Well, fine, then he'll get 53 or 54 points on you. Do you want to double keep him away from scoring? Then you better be good on the weak side, because he's going to find people. He's the only star I've ever been around. I've been around a lot of them that honestly doesn't care. If Denver would have won today and he had 8 points, 10 or 12 rebounds and 10 or 12 assists, he'd have been just as happy as anybody, you know, in the world. And it's not, there's no phony to him. Numbers don't mean a thing to him. It's coming out, you know, the ledger says a W. A lot of guys say that, Amy, and you've been around a lot of them that, you get off the interview and go, well, that was a crock of, you know what. That ain't Joker. Joker doesn't care about anything except winning. But now he's also 7'1" and 280 pounds. He's got the hands of and the vision of a Magic Johnson. He's got a Tim Duncan touch around the basket. He can shoot it. In fact, his form looks a little bit like Larry Bird at times.
It does.
He just, there's nothing phony about this cat. He's not phony. And anybody that don't think he's any good and it's all about stats, then you really not watched him play.
As we've heard more and more from Michael Malone, because he's been in the spotlight more and more, two things have impressed me about the coach. Number one, he is the first guy to say, if we don't win a title, all of this is wasted. All of this was for nothing. We're not happy with just getting the one seed. We're not happy with just getting to the West Finals or the NBA Finals. So I really like that about him. But also the fact that he is salty now. He's got this chip on his shoulder, in part because of Nikola Jokic and the fact that he doesn't get the respect that Mike thinks he deserves, but also he's finding bulletin board material everywhere, Scott. It cracks me up. This guy, he'll use any tool available right now.
Well, and sitting there in New York somewhere is his dad, who, you know, has got 20 plus years, 30 years coaching in the NBA. So I'm sure there are some information being passed around. But we've seen people and teams use this. No one respects us. Tom Brady used it in Tampa Bay the year they won a Super Bowl. And I'm like, you're Tom Brady. No one disrespects you or makes you an underdog. No one. But they used it. If you go back and remember, they used it that year for motivation. So Denver has a legitimate case. And I won't say his name. But he writes for a major publication that just had a swimsuit issue come out. And he's sitting there talking about Nikola and why he didn't vote. He goes, well, you know, I watched him play. I checked in the last month of the season. Well, the last month of the season was April, and they'd already basically clinched the Western Conference and basically didn't play anybody. Their last five games, they played nobody. I mean, we're getting Peyton Watson, who was a one of their draft picks this year, who'd been down the G League. You know, he's ball, and he actually played pretty good. In fact, I think it upped his stock for next year. But they played absolutely nobody. Well, if that's the only time you watch these guys, or you watch Nikola play, you know, 14 minutes in a game and think, well, what's so special? Then, you know, you've done him a service. It was the same guy that in January was the player of the month. And the same guy in February that was the player of the month. You didn't take time to watch that part. So, and I think that there's a legit storm about it. Lisa Salter, after their first game against the Lakers, she was on a podcast and said, Yeah, I haven't seen the Nuggets play. They're as good as people say.
You know what? Even if that were true about me, I would never admit it. Never.
Because we got experience. And right. I said on the radio, even that's the truth, you never say that.
Thank you. All right, Scott, before I let you go, they're just one game in. There's obviously a long way to go. We know what Miami is capable of. They are resilient. They're tough. They will find a way to recalibrate. What do the Nuggets need to do to win the series? What are some of the keys?
Well, I think they got to play fast. I think they're a better team playing fast. Miami end up changing the game in that second half, in that fourth quarter anyway, and slowed the game down and kind of got it grinded the game up and got back in it. That's how they can win a game or a series. I don't think they're going to win a series, but I think they can win a game or so. But if Denver plays quick and they get Miami moving, they don't have enough size. I think it shocked Miami tonight because Aaron Gordon's been kind of quiet offensively through this whole series. And they said, well, okay, some guard's going to have to guard Aaron Gordon, who's a grown man. And Aaron Gordon was just destroying people in that first quarter.
Yes.
So I think they got to play quick. I think that's their best. And then with Miami, you can't turn it over. Whoever wins the possession battle, I think, you know, is going to win. You watch Boston in those games that they beat Boston. They outshot them from three, and they turned them over. If Denver keeps their turnovers down, they've been a good three-point shooting team all year. They were top five all year. I think they're top three during the postseason. If they continue to shoot and don't turn the ball over, I think it's going to be rough for Miami.
Denver off to a good start with a double-figure win and their first NBA Finals game in franchise history there in the Mile High City. Scott Hastings, part of Altitude TV, is an analyst covering the team all year long, former NBA big man himself with a ring. It's always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
You know what? Anytime, Amy. Good to talk to you again.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.